All right, episode one, for real this time. Sorry about the trailer earlier. I really don't know what happened there. I'm trying to let this podcast be sort of experimental, but also relatable. I really genuinely have no idea what I'm gonna do it for. One of my friends said that they'd listen to me just ramble on for hours and hours, so I'm thinking maybe that. If I get bored with that, maybe like a story or something. I don't know, I'll figure it out. Anyways, hello, hi, welcome. I said in the trailer that I'm only going to be speaking to you and you alone, and that part is true. Because, in all honesty, probably like one person is listening, and that person is you. So at the very least, you get to hear the psychotic ramblings of me. Well, let's start with the current day. Summer recently started for me, so that's always fun. You see, the problem with summer is that, like, there isn't much to do after, like, 2 weeks. Everything after the first 2 weeks of summer is just a repeat of the stuff you did during the first 2 weeks. That kind of sucks, because, like, you're given so much time, but in the end it feels like so little time. I don't know why. Time just moves slowly during summer, but ridiculously fast when you think about summer. No one in the history of planet Earth has ever gone, wow, that was a long summer. No. Everyone said, I think that was a long summer. It was 3 months, but like, I can't remember a thing. It's like the guys from Men in Black showed up with that little pen thing that erases your memory. And they just said, all right, buddy, no one gets to have a long summer this year. Try again next year, have fun. But it never works. I don't know why. Speaking of Men in Black, what's Will Smith doing? I don't know why I'm thinking about Will Smith, but like, when was the last time you heard of from him? When was the last time anyone, like, saw him in the wild? I know he's active on social media, but like, the real Smith. The real Will Smith. Not the phony Will Smith. Huh. He's probably still stuck in Bel Air. Anyways, let's see. I wrote down some points on a sticky note. Some points that I could talk about if I run out of ideas. I have summer, plot, movies, and then 4 question marks. I have done all of those except the question marks. So, we are in uncharted waters now. Let's see, what else have I been doing? I've been watching a lot of Twin Peaks. You like to watch Twin Peaks? Twin Peaks is a weird show. It was made in the 90s, then they made a movie of it, and then 25 years later it came back for a third season. Twin Peaks is jacked, by the way. It's insane. It's about the investigation of a murder of a girl named Laura Palmer. But then, pretty quickly, you realize it's not about Laura Palmer. It's actually about an FBI agent trapped in hell. And then the second season gets really bad. And then the movie gets really good, so you say, oh, cool, maybe the third season will be cool. But nah, third season's kind of just like, the director realized, hey, I don't have a studio to bully me anymore, so I am gonna have 2 uninterrupted minutes of someone sweeping a floor where no one talks. That is something that actually happens in the show. A character, just an unknown guy, just sweeps the floor for 2 minutes. And I love it. That's enough Twin Peaks. Maybe I should try to chronologically order all the events of Twin Peaks. That would take a lot of time, though, because an atomic bomb goes off in 1956, I think. I don't know, it's a weird show. I first heard about it. Where did I hear about it? Anyways, garage sales. What's the deal with the... I feel like Jerry Seinfeld or something. Just some weird comedian just like, what is the deal with garage sales? Everyone there gets rid of their junk, and I'm like, we already have a place for that. It's called the garbage suit. I don't know. Jerry Seinfeld. What's going on with Jerry Seinfeld? You can tell that I'm grasping at straws now. God, I'm gonna hear this back. I'm gonna listen to this, and I'm gonna cringe very hard. How long should an episode be? I'm freaking out here. I've been talking for 5 minutes. 5 interrupted minutes. Uninterrupted, you see? I'm freaking out. The podcasts I listen to are hours. Hours. And I'm sinking already at 6 minutes. I need some sort of plot or something. This can't keep happening. Let's see. What was I talking about before Jerry Seinfeld? Oh yeah, garage sales. Do you like garage sales? They're pretty cool, I guess. Oh jeez. I gotta get some air. I'll be right back. I'm okay. Crisis averted. Well, no, crisis not averted. Crisis resolved, I guess. I fell off my chair is what I'm trying to tell you. Maybe I should end it at 10 minutes, 20 minutes. I can't do this for an hour. Let's see. What else can I talk about? I'm trying to lean away from just movies because, like, no one wants to listen to people ramble about movies for an hour. I don't care who you are. I really don't want to hear you talk about a movie for an hour and 30 minutes. But, like, that's kind of all I do. I kind of just watch movies. Well, I'm trying to make a movie. A short film, actually. 15 to 30 minutes in length. And, as it turns out, nobody wants to make a short film over the summer. It takes place at a party, so I need at least 12 people involved. There are 3 people that actually want to make it with me, and I am one of them. So that's probably not going to work out this summer. It's night when I'm recording this. Night's a weird time. Because, like, during the day, it's just a big ol' ball of fire, just sorta protecting you. But at night, there's nothing. I think that's why people are scared of the dark, because they know that there's just natural cover. And I mean, no one wants to be alone at night. Jeez, that got dark. Where did that come from? I became H.P. Lovecraft villain for a second. Wow. Can you hear my refrigerator? I hope not. What you just heard was me kicking it. I don't know why, but it only gets quiet when I kick it. I'm basically the Fonz. How many people actually know what the Fonz is? I'm assuming a lot less than I expect. You know, if someone came in here right now, they'd probably think I was insane. Because I'm just rambling to myself about whatever I can think of on the spot. Skin's a weird thing, isn't it? Skin is technically an organ. I know it makes sense, but, like, you don't think of them in the same category. You've got small intestine, organ. Large intestine, organ. That's probably the laziest, like, naming pattern I've ever heard, by the way. It was this thing. That's an intestine. Well, they're all intestines. Oh. Did the thing just shut off? Did it really just shut off? I don't know. I'm just gonna pretend it didn't. Now I'm angry, because my headset shut off. My microphone shut off. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, where was I? Oh yeah, intestines. Someone just saw an intestine in someone and said, "That's an intestine, baby." And they're like, "Yeah, but so are all the other intestines. You gotta give this one a name." And like, they had already done all the big ones. Esophagus, stomach, lung, brain, heart. They went through all the major boys. So by the time they got down, they're just like, "Ugh, fine, it's an intestine." What's that? They're all intestines? And it's a large intestine. You happy now? Oh shoot, there's one right below it. Small intestine. I don't know. Deal with it. And we just let that psychopath keep it going. Oh, would you look at that? I'm live on Spotify now. That's cool. I don't have Spotify. So, I'm sure they're having fun over there. Spotify and, like, music streaming services have always freaked me out a little bit. I don't know why. I've heard tales and rumors of LimeWire, which was, like an illegal downloading site. So ever since then, I've just been like, oh no, don't use Spotify. I only use YouTube for, like, songs. It's the only way I can feel good about myself. My good Christian brain won't allow me to pirate music illegally, even though it is completely legal and it isn't pirating. I don't know. There's a lot of things like that. Just things that, like, you can't do. Your body won't let you do it. But there's no good reason why. It just won't let you cross this boundary. Like shoplifting. Yeah, shoplifting. No good reason why you shouldn't shoplift. Yeah, that's a message I want to send to kids. No, but, shoplifting, it's just like, someone put a bunch of cool stuff in a room, and some guy walked up and said, "I think I want some of this stuff." And the guy behind the counter said, "Well, first, you gotta give me little bits of paper." And he said, "Well, what if, instead, I picked the thing up, and I walked away, and you never saw me again?" And the guy behind the counter said, "I would definitely prefer if you didn't do that." And he said, "But, like, who's gonna stop me, realistically?" And then the cashier just sort of looked at him with a blank stare as he slowly moonwalked his way out of the store with cool stuff in his hands. And that was the original sin, ladies and gentlemen. It's weird, like, when you talk into a microphone and you can hear yourself, you really hate your voice, and you can especially notice when you stutter over stuff and, like, your speech patterns and whatnot, and you hate it. But then you just talk naturally, and you're like, "Oh, I guess I'm a god at public speaking." Why do brains do that? Dang it! You see, I'm noticing the patterns. I'm noticing that I keep doing the Jerry Seinfeld thing. What is the deal with speech patterns? I need like a filter. I need a Jerry filter. Jerry filter, Jerry filter, Jerry filter. That's really the naming scheme for my titles, I think. I'm just gonna repeat one word. I don't know why I'm gonna do that, but that's just how it do. I came up with the title of this podcast, "Hello, Hello, Hello," but from a Madonna interview. I have never listened to a Madonna song. I don't know why I was listening to an interview. It wasn't even anything like motivational, like, "Listen to Madonna's 10 life tips, and then your ex will love you again." No, it was just like, "This is Madonna. Listen to her." And I did, and I did. Celebrities must have it, like, really weird, because, like, they always say it, like, "Oh, you know, I'm just a normal guy, I'm just like everyone else." But you are definitely not. You are an actor, sir. And actors, like, just need to be a bit weird. They need to be a bit not human, I guess. Their whole job is just, like, not being themselves. Their preschool teacher was like, "All right, everyone, be yourself. Except you, Brad Pitt. No. Stop being yourself. You're Tyler Durden now." And he's like, "Who's Tyler Durden?" "Don't worry about it. You'll hear about it later with Edward Norton." Fight Club's a great flick. I gotta watch that again. Fight Club falls into a weird category where, like, you aren't sure if it's deep or just really, really dumb and full of itself. Because the entire movie is just this guy narrating what's happening on screen, but, like, with the most "I'm 14 and this is deep" comments on things like, "In the future, all the planets will be ruled by companies." It's like, okay, buddy. You go back to Instagram now. Post that on your Deep Facts page. See how many likes you get. I don't know how Instagram works. I don't have Instagram. I try to stay off the grid, even though I am currently making a podcast to put on the grid. I like that word, the grid. No one really knows what it is. They just gotta say the grid. Oh no, the grid. It sounds like a 1950s alien movie. "Watch out, it's coming for you. You cannot escape it. It's the grid. Ah, run away. The grid's coming. The grid's gonna steal your parents. No." That was a weird trend, huh? Everything was stealing your parents. Mars Needs Moms. I need to stop talking about movies. You know what? No. I'm a movie commenter now. Remember when I said how I hate movie commenters? Yeah, I lied. They're bad. I'm a good one. I'm the only good movie commenter. And that's a fact. What was that? Oh yeah, parents being abducted. That's what I was talking about. What a wholesome podcast this is, huh? Mars Needs Moms. Do you ever watch Mars Needs Moms? It was a weird Disney movie. There was a period in time during, like, the early 2010s where some weirdos made the Polar Express, and everyone was like, "Oh boy, this is it, this is the future of animation." And none of them stopped to consider that the Polar Express looked worse than Picasso paintings. Like, the faces looked more creepy and asymmetrical than Picasso paintings. And Picasso, by the way, probably painted everything while under the influence of drugs and alcohol. So I don't know what that says about CGI Tom Hanks. Did you know that Tom Plank? Yeah, Tom Plank. That was my favorite actor. He's Tom Hanks' evil twin. It's just a literal plank of wood. And he just sits there. And everyone's like, "This guy's a genius." What am I talking about? Tom Hanks. And you know that Tom Hanks played every role in the Polar Express? That's a true story. Every single character on screen was Tom Hanks. That's why they all looked horrifying, because it was all Tom Hanks. And Tom Hanks is a sleep paralysis demon, apparently. So anyways, they made the Polar Express. No one acknowledged that Tom Hanks had crept into the nightmares of every child in America. So they were like, "Yes, now we will make good animated movies. Step aside, Spirited Away. Step aside, Lilo and Stitch. Now it's time for good animation, like Mars Needs Moms." Like Mars Needs Moms. Mars Needs Moms was a special film, because it was really just Disney that did all the weird CGI suit stuff after Polar Express. Like, they just straight up bought the company that made Polar Express. They were like, "Alright, we can either make new stuff and have it maybe be a little better, or we can just steal everyone from Tom Hanks and co. and just shove them into our department." And they chose that because they are Disney, and they decided a long time ago that Creative energy would be better spent in merchandising than in actual movies. Stop. Why does it keep... Gah. Okay. Anyways, moving on. I don't know if this is gonna even air. Should I just air it and see how you like it? Because I got nothing else going on. I don't know how I'm gonna improve on this. Oh boy. I'm losing it. Slowly but surely, I'm losing it, man. Mars Needs Moms. I've been trying to talk about it for like 5 minutes now. Haven't even said the name more than three times. Mars Needs Moms was an early 2000, want to say 2013, 14, somewhere around there. It was a weird CGI movie. And the story was, there was a little boy that was actually a very large man acting like a little boy with polka dots on his face. This is real. I think it was Justin Timberlake. It probably definitely wasn't, but I'm just gonna imagine Justin Timberlake completely naked running around with polka dots all over him, just screaming, "I'm the space boy and my mother is on Mars, wow!" Those behind-the-scenes footage of the animated movies like that always freaked me out, because it's like, what are you doing? Why do you have dots on your face? What's going on? Ah! I understand it now, but like, as a child, it was weird, man. I was genuinely concerned for their safety, because I'm like, wait, people shouldn't be doing that. Why are they doing this to them? I was like an animal rights activist, just like, free Justin Timberlake, let him wear clothes. Stop pretending like he's the Mars boy. But, so, the plot is a small Justin Timberlake toddler. He hates his mom, right? But then Mars takes his mom. Because Mars needs moms. And then he meets, a Discord moderator. In a trash heap. This is real, by the way. Look it up. And he teams up with him, and they save his mom. Wow, it was a weird flick, huh? But like, let's do a deep dive. Haven't seen the film in like years, by the way, so this is all just coming out of memory. So like, I think the movie begins with aliens monitoring, like, all the human mothers on Earth, just seeing which ones won't spoil their kids. Because, like, in the opening, they're watching one mom, and she pays for her daughter's ice cream cone, and then the daughter throws it on the ground, and the mom buys another ice cream cone. I remember watching that, and even as a prepubescent boy, just being like, wow! Sometimes the death toll isn't a bad idea, especially for that child. Maybe a bit harsh. Yeah, absolutely a bit harsh, but you know, that was my opinion, baby. First Amendment and all that jazz. But then the alien goes to a mom, and she's like, take the trash out, Justin Timberlake. And Justin Timberlake says, hee hee, no, I will not. And the mom says, do it. Or, I don't know. I haven't seen the movie in years. But he does it. And the aliens are like, now this is a mom we need. Because, like, I don't know, Martians don't know how to raise their children, even though, like, how are any Martians alive then? It's weird. So he then, in the middle of the night, his mom gets abducted. So he's like, I gotta go save my mom. So he climbs on the ship, and he saves his mom. It's basically a PG Taken. A PG Taken in space on Mars with trash people. I haven't gotten to the trash people yet, but I'm getting there. So, the kid's on Mars, right? And he's in the big ol' ship. And he's like, wow, kinda wish I wasn't in the ship anymore. So then he falls down a garbage chute. just like my opinion of this movie. And he ends up in like a fort made of trash. A fort made of trash, and there's a big old man in there. And you see, it's weird because originally they play it off as like, oh, he's just a free-loafing, like a weirdo, and he just plays video games in his mom's basement, and yeah. But then, like, they give him the most tragic backstory where he was kidnapped too, and he watched his mom die on the surface of Mars, and he never got back home. And it's like, wait, Disney, I thought we were having a good time. But they're like, no, Tom Hanks isn't in the movie. You don't get to have a good time. I don't know why Disney sounds like this. But so the kid meets him, and he's like, hey, I kind of don't want to die on Mars, please. Just like your mom, no offense. And he's like, none taken, here. I'll just Mission Impossible style guide you through, and we can save your mom. So they try that. But then an alien with just the weirdest design that I'm not even going to talk about finds the kid. And she's like, hey, color. It's a thing, right? And he's like, yeah. She's like, cool, I'm on your side. That's real, by the way. This is all real. The plot is a child gets abducted to Mars, and then an alien talks about how she really, really wants to see color. Like, she really, really wants to see color. So she's like, wow, this kid's got an orange jumpsuit on. That's cool, I guess. I'm on his side now. So they team up. And this is the part where I forgot everything about the movie. It ends with him saving his mom, though. And it turns out Mars didn't need moms. Mars needed each other. And then the movie ended. And I sat there in the theater, debating whether I would get in trouble if I cried or not. I never did, but, you know, some wounds you can't see on the outside. Like the ones Mars Needs Moms inflicts. So that was one CGI movie. The other was like Beowulf. It was like a CGI rendition of Beowulf, the classic tale. I never saw that. I've seen weirdo images of it, and that's it. Alita Battle Angel. There's a weirdo CGI movie. Girl with huge eyes. Just really creepy eyes. She fights robots. Cool flick. Really weird, though. How long have I been speaking? Can I go home now? I found this software in a ditch. So I just crouch down here in the middle of the night before I go home, and I just ramble on and on. There's a strange demon man with the face of Tom Hanks watching me, making sure I get to at least 30 minutes. Yeah, I think a nice even 30 minutes will do. I don't know why anyone would listen to this podcast. I really don't know why you are listening to the podcast. You probably heard my trailer, and you're like, ah, yes, a true connoisseur. This lad gets it. And then you heard me ramble about a movie that I haven't seen, and you're like, ah, I've made a mistake. I've made a mistake, too. I've made a lot of mistakes. Like trying to record this episode, by the way. All right. That's it, boys. I'll see ya. Remember, everything is going to be alright.